A long time ago, when I lived in a small market town in southern England, I knew a very small, elderly lady. She was quite a character, and sometimes spent evenings in a local bar, where she entertained anyone who wanted to listen, with tales that often included her late husband, lost in the Great War. She insisted on driving a battered Morris Thousand car. Even though she piled cushions on the driver's seat, she was still only just able to see above the dashboard. Often the town would be brought to a standstill when she went shopping in her car. She would just park in the middle of the road, there in the cluttered high street, and leisurely visit half a dozen shops. Local people got to know of her and became used to her antics. However, if delivery drivers or strangers in town should sound their horn in protest at the blocked road, she would just wave at them. I think she genuinely believed that they were just saying hello. Rather than issue her with a ticket, the traffic warden and local police would give a hand with her shopping in a desperate attempt to get the traffic moving. She was from another era and was oblivious of the modern age. One night in the bar, she seemed to be celebrating. "How did you get on with your driving test?" asked someone. "Oh, simply awful," she replied. "They wanted me to go backwards. I can't go backwards. I've never gone backwards."
"Did you fail then?" I asked.
"Yes. Everything else was fine, but then they wanted me to go backwards. I won't ever need to go backwards." I learnt later that the dear old soul was celebrating giving up driving after enduring her very first obligatory driving test. Soon after this, she peacefully passed away. I often hope that she's now in a world where people somehow park their transport anywhere, where forwards is the only option, and war unheard of.